الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Ye Subh Madina, Ye Sham Madina. And this Hazrat wrote when he was leaving Madina Sharif, in the remembrance of Madina Sharif, that what a beautiful time the mornings we spend in Madina, the evenings that we spend in Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. Very fortunate is that person who even gets 1 second's presence of Madina Sharif. And then who stay, mashallah, for 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, who spending their lives there. Even just the thought of Madina Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that just the thought of any buzurgs and noor comes in the heart. So Madina Sharif, thinking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah bless us with this, that this be in our thoughts all the time. Bhala jaane kya jaam o meena e aalam. What do the people of the world, what do they understand and know? That all these goblets of wine, what they are having, in other words, all the enjoyments of the dunya which people are having. Tera kaif e khush kharam e Madina. What is your state of ecstasy, O you who are the visitor of Madina Sharif? Though you who have had the presence and the reality of Madina Sharif, what do the people of the world know? What is enjoyment? Whatever type of enjoyment, whether somebody thinks of it in woman, somebody in sports, somebody in politics, somebody in motor racing, whatever it can be. What they know, what is enjoyment of that person who enjoys his stay in Madina Sharif. May Allah bless us with this reality. And this is not only when you are present in Madina, even when you can be far, but the thoughts of Madina and what state of ecstasy a person goes through. Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par. Yes, on the other hand, also keep this in mind, that in all the alleys of Madina, everywhere in Madina, every step that you take, Ho madde nazar ihtirame Madina. Keep in mind the great honor and respect of Madina Sharif also. Don't forget that also. In your love, the love of Madina Sharif, the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, together with that love, there must be great respect also. So keep that also in your mind. Don't raise your voice also, especially in Madina, in the Haram Sharif, and especially at Rozai Mubarak. So much so that our Buzurg say that even when reading Salatu Salam, don't shout and read. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. It is written on the Mubarak, Rozai Mubarak also. So there also, don't raise your voice. And even anywhere else in the Masjid also, anywhere in Medina, keep in mind the great respects of Medina. Those who have a habit of smoking, as we give it up in Ramzan, give it up in Madina Sharif. And make the niyat for life that we give it up. Our thoughts also keep them very clear when we are there. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutf deta hai naame Madina. May that state come of ours, that just the taking the name of Madina gives us great enjoyment. How? To take the name of anything else. A person going to get married, and now just the name of his fiancée, that he gets enjoyment taking the name. And he takes it with great tarannum, with a nice sing-song way, and he can't fall asleep. He's thinking of her and taking her name. How much more love shouldn't we have for Madina Sharif? And that also should be our condition. When this comes into our heart, then take the name of Madina also with great love. Even though we are so far, we should have that, we should build that, that Iman is faraz upon us. To have the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and the love of Madina Sharif, it is a faraz on us to have that love. And if we don't have it, we don't get enjoyment in the name of Medina. We should make great effort that Allah bless us with this love. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hej hogi. In the eyes of the people, rulership, kingdom, all that will just fall from their eyes. It won't have any value. Jo payega dil mein payame Medina. Who will find in their heart the message of Medina Sharif. Those who get the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnats of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and those that know this leads you to Allah, this is going to give you Jannat, then this dunya will just fall from your eyes. In this way also, easily a person will give up guna. Even the jais dunya will fall from your eyes. Now you will do dunya's work, but you won't have that enjoyment in dunya's work. Just as a duty you will do it, your enjoyment will be in deen. And when that will happen, then gunas, you won't have to give up. The gunas will fall away from you. They will just fall away from you. And this is that mubarak path of suluk and tasawwuf, which if it comes into us, then gunas just fall from a person without any hard effort. Ikhlas comes automatically in a person. Once he has the love of Allah, he just does it for the love of Allah. And you don't have to, he doesn't have to make great mujahada, etc. It just comes in him that doing anything for name, fame, just goes out of him. So this is that effort that when this love will come, all these gunas will just fall away. But that is the reality of love. Not just the thinking that I've got that love. Sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for the peace of mind of the world? Peace of mind, contentment of heart, respect and honor. Where are you looking for it in the world? It is nowhere in the world. Sukoon jahan hai nizam hai Medina. The peace of mind, contentment of heart, respect and honor. All that is when the system of Medina, that is the system of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will come in our lives. That is when you will have it. It isn't in worldly degrees. It isn't in big shops. It isn't in big titles. It isn't in anything of this world. This is exactly like you lose your coin in your tent shanty and look for it outside under the street light. You can look for it there till the cows go home. You won't get it. Go back where it is. And we have lost it in the system of Medina Sharif. If a person is thirsty and he leaves the city and he goes out towards the desert, towards the jungle, and now he's feeling thirsty, looking for water, he sees a miraj in the distance, a thing that appears to be like water. He gets happy. When he comes there, he finds it wasn't water. Now it's further away. He can go till where the horizon, where it looks like the sky is meeting the earth. He'll find the sky never meets the earth also. He'll walk the whole world round, but he won't find water. What you must do, go back to the city. And you just open a tap, even on the outskirts of the city, and the water will gush out. Lot of water, clean, pure water will gush out. So that is what we have to do. We are going in the dunya further, and looking for the peace of mind, looking for contentment of heart, respect and honor. What we have to do is turn back again. Go back to Medina Sharif, the life of Medina. Of 1400 years ago, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bring that nizam and system in us, and undoubtedly, as Allah had proven, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not have things of dunya. They did not work for the things of dunya. But the position Allah gave them, today how many millions, billions of Muslims are prepared to give their lives for the honor of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. We can't hear any disrespect in the direction of the Sahaba. What Allah gave them, all that was when they brought that nizam in Medina, that nizam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And undoubtedly if we will work for that, to bring that in our lives, Allah will give us this honor again. Wo azad akhtar ghami do jahan se. Hazrat says, and this is on behalf of all of us, that we will be freed of all the concerns, worries of this dunya, this depression which is the biggest disease according to World Health Organization in Western countries, in industrialized countries, this depression, this tension, this worry, a person will be freed from it. Jo ho jai dil se ghulami Madina. Who by his heart, not just by his words, not just by his appearance, but in his heart he becomes the slave of the system of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the system of Medina Sharif in the times of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A person who by his heart, that means sincerely, he just loves that way and he brings it in his life, that person Allah will free him from all the tension and depression and worry of this dunya. May Allah grant us this reality and bring it into us inshallah. One friend of ours emailed this thought of his. He says, to those who aspire to own the latest brands, to those who aspire to own the latest brands, go for the greatest brands. A sunnah, you might not achieve rands, but you will receive recognition from the creator of greatest brands. So we bring sunnah into our lives, we will get recognition from Allah. With sincerity, for Allah's pleasure. What in this dunya's brand names and fashions, nothing is kept in there. You follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is that fashion and brand name that is for all times. And it's not a money-making brand name and fashion. It is a brand name and fashion to give you peace of mind, to give you respect and honor. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. That we will get respect and honor by following that. And that is that brand name and fashion that will give us Allah's pleasure, that will give us Jannah. May Allah make that our object in life, inshallah. In this kitab further, مَذْهَبِ لُوگو کے امراض. Some spiritual diseases of religious people. People who have become pious and religious, they also suffer from some spiritual illness and disease. Madhab aman salamati aur sukoon ka naam hai. Our religion is the name of peace, tranquility and peace of mind, comfort of the heart. That is what is the name of deen. If deen comes in a person, then these things are supposed to come into him. If he's not finding peace of mind, he's not finding sukoon, he must check. I'm thinking I got deen, but actually deen is not in my life. In our homes, there should be this peace of mind, contentment, ease, comfort. Deen is there to give us a picture of Jannat in this world. Jannat will come on its place, but deen is to give us a picture of Jannat in this world. جس طرح غذا جسم کی توانائی اور ضرورت ہے. Just like food is a necessity for the enhancement of one's body, for health, for strength in the body, we need food. Allah has made the system which is asbab sabab. اس کو زیادہ کھا لیا جاوے تو یہی غذا مرض بن جاتی ہے. But this very food which is the source and which is the basis of your life, if you don't eat, you will die finally. If you don't drink water, you will die finally. You have to eat, you have to drink, which is the source of your life. And also, مِنَ الْمَا خَلَقْنَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, from water we created everything. A person's body has got 70% water. The world has got 70% water. So these are absolute necessary things. But the very same things, if you overindulge, you take it over, this will be the very cause of your illnesses and your destruction also. Maulana As'ad Madani, rahimahullah, he said very beautifully on one of visits in South Africa, he says, you people say that the people of India are dying in poverty, in hunger. And he said, you people are dying in overeating. So they also dying, you also dying. Dying, all have to die. If they are dying in poverty, and we think we are so, we are dying in overeating and overindulging. So that is also, so just as this is harm, food is absolutely essential. But the overdose of it, it is destructive. Medicine, where you have to take, doctor prescribed medicine for you, it's good for you. He said, he told you 2 tablets a day, in the morning at night, you're going to take 20 tablets. Then that very medicine will be the cause of your destruction. So this is an important principle that he has explained here. Isi tarah, jab dindar aadmi apne maamool se ziyada. So in this way, a person who is pious, who becomes pious, but more than what he has been prescribed of his deeni matters, aur tariqe kar se hat kar, and he moves away from the system that was given to him. For example, a person 5 times namaz and he's making 10 times faraz namaz. He, from his own side, his maghrib, he's enjoying. So he said, I'll make today 6 rakats maghrib. Or any other namaz, fajr you are enjoying, I'll make 4 faraz today. So that is all destruction. You are moving away. And also overdoing, overindulging in this year, in your deen. Deeni zindagi guzarega. He spends his deeni life like that. To usse tarah tarah ki bimariya lagegi. He will be also caught in various types of illnesses. Not only physical illnesses, but even psychological. He will become like mad. He will talk all things which he's not supposed to talk. He will do things which he's not supposed to do. So overindulgence also is not correct. And as you have a dietitian who tells you how much you must eat, you have a doctor who prescribes your medicine and tells you also how you must take your medicine, you need a spiritual doctor also. Like in wazifas, many people, especially women folk, they find lot of wazifas in a bayan. They read in a kitab, this wazifa, that wazifa, and every wazifa, the virtues are so great. So you want to try and do everything, you don't know what. Just like if you go on the internet, you go into a chemist, and you see all the vitamin tablets, etc., and what, how they advertise it. This is good for this is good for that. And I try and take every vitamin tablet. And then you also think that they said 2, no, I can take 20. What will happen to you? So just like that, our deeni matters also, you need a spiritual guide who we call a sheikh. And he will tell you then and refer to him and take your medicine accordingly. In the time of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali in the Khanqa, in Thana Bhavan, a person came and Hazrat prescribed this zikr for him. He went and made it 10 times more. He went mad and threw himself into the well. He lost his balance and he threw himself in the well. They saved him, they got him out. Hazrat reprimanded him very severely that just now the police should have come, opened the docket of murder that you prescribed so lot of this for this person, and this is his condition became like this. So everything within its limit, that is very necessary and in the correct way also. The prescribed, and also if you take too little, you have to take 2 tablets, you're only taking 1/4 tablet. It's not also going to have a effect on you. You have to take it daily, you take it once a week. It's not going to have an effect. You have to take it how the doctor has prescribed. And that is as far as asbab is concerned. But deeni matters are much more serious and much more important. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Ramadanul Mubarak ke alawa ziyada rozo se mana farmaya. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged from too much rozas besides the Ramzan rozas that you have to keep. And here also, what is prescribed, a sheikh, a good sheikh is he who will see the condition of his murid. Like Hazrat Maulana Chinyoti rahmatullah alayh, great, great buzurg. He wanted to become ba'at to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. He came to Medina Sharif, he became ba'at. So Hazrat asked him, what work are you doing? And his work was particularly fighting against the Qadianis. Wherever he hears there is the fitna of the Qadianis, or somebody is getting inclined, he, so to say, like an arrow, he flies there. And then he goes and makes his effort to save that person from this great fitna and this great wrong beliefs. So Hazrat told him, your whole wazifa is only that. You just carry on with that. So every person, students, their wazifa is mainly their studies. Now if you put them onto so lot of other wazifas and their studies they are neglectful, that won't be correct. So every person you have to see, somebody, especially women folk who got lot of free time, no problem, they do more wazifas. They got free time, etc. A person who is occupied, then prescribe accordingly to that person. So this is, so rozas also, you have to see, some people have the capacity to keep more rozas, no problem. But somebody don't have the capacity. So that person, Hadrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to Bangladesh, a very great alim became bayat to Hazrat. But he said, Hazrat, now I'm in Khanqah and there, so I'll have to get up for tahajjud. But when I get up for tahajjud, whole day I'm teaching 6 hours all kitabs. And my head, I have to study, make mutala. With little bit of sleep, I won't manage this. So Hazrat said, no tahajjud for you. Your kitab teaching and that, your islah will come in that. So every person, and also, we should not see somebody else. The Shaykh made leniency for somebody else, we also take it. Or this leniency which is showing, don't overdo. So we take it now, get a license to do nothing. That we give up everything, that we mustn't overdo. So you don't do anything, that is also wrong. The thing is, which comes a lot in the hadith, that saddidu waqaribu, choose the middle path. Nobody will enter Jannah by his amal, only by Allah's rahmat. So choose the middle path. Don't give up also everything, and don't make your life difficult also. And now you feel, oh, so much. In fact, once we were traveling with Hazrat, and Hazrat told me to read the Safar Dua. So I read it, how we learnt in Jamaat quite a little bit long. As soon as I read, Alhamdulillah alladhi sakhara lana hadha, wa ma kunna lahu muqrineen. Then Hazrat said, bas, enough. That is enough. So your duas also, see that, and ask your Shaykh, if you look, duas after eating, you can go and read 20 duas. Then when you're going to do anything else. Sleeping duas, you can go and read 10 duas. Then when you're going to sleep. All the dua, but now which one must you read? This you should ask your Shaykh. And that is why a Shaykh is made. All these things, otherwise we might overdo it, we might underdo it. So all this is necessary to choose that middle path. Agar ek shakh ziyada roze rakhega, to wo kamzori, aasabi khichao, dimaghi kamzori, aur dimaghi pardo ki khushki ki wajah se, pagalpan mein mubtala hoga. And lot of people, saliks, who do their own thing. They become like me, they go over the limit, they do funny, funny things in the khanqa also. Then some of them think they're getting wahi also. Some of them get a very holier than thou attitude also. So all that, and sometimes it is so necessary to even completely reduce the zikr of a murid. When he's overdoing it, we usually mention many times that Bhai Abdul Wahab Saab of Raiwin told at one time that in the days of the past, if any murid was overdoing his zikr, overdoing it, or it's causing pride in him, he cannot manage it, he's weak, and the mashayikh in the past, how they should reduce their zikr, is just let him eat some food which is sold in the marketplace, on which everyone's eyes fall. And the effect of that used to be that the desire for zikr goes away. So one friend of ours, Maulana Muhammad Saliji, who is in Phoenix, he once told me they went in Jamaat to Pakistan, and in their Jamaat there was one brother, whole day he was crying, whole night he's crying, namaz, out of namaz, and they feared he's going to die, such was his condition. So when they went to one village town, and they told the elders there, they said, no problem, it's not a big thing, no big deal. Just take him to the marketplace, to the shops, a tea room, and let him have tea. And if you find a tea room where music is playing, take him to that shop. They did that, and abad, immediately his whole condition changed. So when we overdo things also, and then it has to be reduced also. And mashayikh then use various ways. So many saliks, many people who go in Jamaat, now when they come back, now they don't want to go, they don't want to work also, only Jamaat now. Eh? And now they're not seeing to their wives, they're not seeing to their business, and they bring a bad name on the Jamaat. Many people in the Khanqa, now we go out of line, out of proportion. Eh? And then you bring a bad name. So, etedal, Miani Ravi. The middle path is extremely important that a person, and for that, always take guidance from your Sheikh. Don't become your own Sheikh. Don't fix your own things. Ask your Sheikh. And this is a thing, the Sheikh is no Khuda also. But Allah has kept the system. Our Sheikh, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that at certain times, quite often it happens, still it happens, India and Pakistan have very bad relations politically. And the two countries are like at war also. How many times war also? Then the post also don't go directly between. It goes via UK, England. So Hadrat said that I had matters to ask my Sheikh, Mana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He's in India. I'm in Pakistan. The letters don't even reach sometimes. And when the reply will come, sometimes you don't get a reply also. So Hadrat said, when I write my letter and I close it, everything, and I put it in the post box. I letter boy, I post it. Then I know my work is done. Already from then, Allah sorts your matters out. Whether it reaches your Sheikh or not, whether he replies or not. And if it reaches the Sheikh and he just looks at it and he's tawajjuh, automatically dua comes. That will do your work also. If he replies and the reply reaches you, then what to say? So you don't have to worry, or this is a system. Whatever your Sheikh will say. One time, one person whose son was studying in Aligarh Muslim University, and there he got atheistic ideas. He became an atheist. So his father came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who was his sheikh, and told him, my son is studying here in Aligarh Muslim University, he's becoming an atheist, what should I do? Hazrat told him, put him in Banaras Hindu University. So which is outwardly, very clearly from the frying pan into the fire. In the Muslim university, he's becoming an atheist. What will happen in the Hindu university? But he was a true murid. What my sheikh said I must do. So he put him there. But to his utter amazement, he saw that he became the best Muslim there. Then he asked Maulana Thanvi, I don't understand this. So Hazrat gave him two answers. One is the Nizam-e-Ghaib, which is working all the time, Allah's system. By that system, you listen to your sheikh, Allah puts barakat, though it can be opposite, wrong things, but Allah puts the good effects in there. Right. And the other is that, yeah, he was taking things for granted. There he went on the defense and I have to defend myself. You knew I'm a Muslim, and he had to defend himself. He became a better Muslim. So therefore, to listen to the sheikh, that is very important. So all the things that we do, get your guidance from your sheikh. And mashallah, many brothers ask also, sisters also ask, we are doing so much extra, is it all right? Can you give us permission for that? Just that permission is enough. Our previous sheikh had told us to do this, must we carry on? Have we got permission? Just what your sheikh tells you, Allah puts barakat in there. This nizam Allah has kept is like that. Shariat ka hukam ke khana kam khao. A person, Shariat's hukam is don't overeat, eat less. Ab ek shakhs fauri khana kam kar de, to amraz mein mubtala hoga. Now one person, he was eating a lot, but now immediately he lessens his food. He's going to suffer consequences. Body is used to that amount of food. Somebody asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, was eating a lot, overeating, and the weight of his body, and that, so Hazrat said, he was eating 10 rotis, those very thin chapatis, a day. Hazrat said, reduce it one, and then for about a month or so, 6 weeks, 40 days, then reduce another one, then reduce another one. The same thing with people who are on drugs, on cigarettes. If they just give it up suddenly, then it has another effect on them. So there has to be a method of doing that also. So all this we have to see. So now you read in the kitab, and today internet, everyone Googles everything. You went and check up something there. And no, I must do this here. And you suddenly go on to that from one extreme to the other extreme. The repercussions are going to be bad for you. So this all, the guidance of the Sheikh is extremely important in this. Deen har waqt zikre ilahi ka hukam deta hai. It comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yadhkuru rabbahu ala kulli ahyanihi. Aw kama qal. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always should be in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Lekin agar usi zikr ko apne jism ki taqat se bhar kar kiya jaye, But everyone, the capacity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the strength of 100 men, how much strength? Who, when he sleeps, my eyes sleep, but I don't, my heart doesn't sleep. So where are we? So a person, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sahabi came, who fastened himself to a rope that he doesn't fall, making whole night ibadat. One person who kept rosas one way. Another person who said, I'll divorce my wife, have nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded them and told them, keep good relations with your wife. Told the other one, eat every day. Told the other one, cut that rope, sleep at night. And then said that I know Allah the most. And who of you knows Allah as much as I know? But I eat also and I keep roza also. I meet with my wives also and I sleep, I make Allah's ibadat also. Everything, the middle path. This is extremely important. And just reading it in kitabs is not easy. It's not practical. We are fortunate by our shaykhs, barakat alhamdulillah, all our mashayikh, that Allah has made alive this line of tasawwuf. So there are many mashayikh who we find our confidence in. Your shaykh, you ask him. Don't just do things on your own and see, inshallah, how things will come right in your life. Al-gharas deen ihtiyat or miyarawi ka naam hai. The deen is precaution and taking the middle path. For example, the Quran Sharif speaks, the Christians went over the limit and they made on themselves faraz rohbaniyat. That is, just to live in the monasteries, not getting married, the nuns. And the monks, they don't get married. Ma katabna alayhim. Allah says, we never told them to do all this. And they couldn't. Ma ra'uha haqqa ri'ayati. They couldn't fulfill it. You don't live beyond your capacity. Don't become, one buzurg told his cook in the khanka, today cook the food exactly as it was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cooked, the people ate, all had stomach problem. Then he said, oh, for we were commanded to be like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't manage that. So see that what we have to do, the proper way. Today if a person wants to read about simplicity, and you want to bring that simplicity of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll never manage. In fact, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi gives this example. Today, if you read in medical books, To take laxative, or what people used to take 200 years ago. He said, first dig your grave, then take your laxative, because their bodies were strong. Today bodies are weak. Where will we be able to take that? You have to take the laxative, which the doctor of today will prescribe. Don't also become your own doctor and go and buy something from the chemist. Ask your doctor. Hey, or you bought it, phone him, ask him, I'm taking this, is it alright for me? He knows you, he knows your capacity. Many things, like for example, cucumber is very good, bananas are very good, lettuce, all these salads, very good, especially for the heart, for the body. But a person whose temperament is cold, he's got cold in his body. For him, all these things are cold, they're going to harm him. So the doctor will prescribe for you, your hakim, who is good in this, he will either stop you from this, or he will put what they call the muslih, the thing to adjust it. Like you're having cucumber, which comes in the hadith also. Then have it with khajur. Khajur is hot. Cucumber is cold. Now you're balancing the two. You're having banana. Now you got a cold. Or by nature your body is cold. Banana has got a lot of benefit also. But it's cold also. Now by nature your temperament is cold, you have got coldness in your body. So slice the banana, add some honey to it, sprinkle some cinnamon on it. You taste also more better and you balance the two also. So you get that benefit and you save yourself from the harm also. So everything like that, our ibadat also. Therefore you make zikr of la ilaha illallah, it is hot. Then you must make sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read durood sharif also. It balances it all. So all this is very, very important. And this, therefore, you need a sheikh. Don't become your own doctor. Don't do things on your own. Or deen mein aasaniya hai. Jitna deen aasani de, zarur li jaye. And in deen, there are a lot of things in which there is aasani, which is easy, which is light. you are given latitude in many things. So wherever deen has given that, take it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever I was given a command, a hard command and a light, I chose the light one. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam chose what was easier and lighter, who are we that we want to become so big buzurg and we want to regard ourselves, no, I want to do the heavy thing. And many of us, and also those who go on, one is on rukhsat and one is azimat. Azimat is the heavy. Rukhsat is permission. Those who go on rukhsat always feel themselves inferior, weak, they make tawbah, istighfar. And those who go on azimat, pride comes in them very easily. Holier than thou attitude. I do so much, I do so much. So all our ibadat, everything, and this is only by sohbat a person will get. As a person keeps sohbat and see the shaykh, some people when they see the shaykh making amal on rukhsat, they make aitiraz on the shaykh. I'm the murid, I do so much there, we are on safar, I read all my nafils also, I read all my wazifas also, and shaykh doesn't read anything, that person destroys himself. That person who takes a lesson from the shaykh, and that means what is irada, iradat, that you be a murid, that a person, you accept your shaykh, what he's doing is right. Not that you criticize him, you want to judge him all the time, and then you don't follow him. I know better. I can do more. Then that is, you hardly became a murid still. You're not even a murid. Then we see our mashayikh, mashallah, how lot of rukhsat they make amal on. And also how to stay in Makkah, Medina Sharif. Stay with them and see how they spend their time. How we will think how to spend time, see practically how they spend the time. From them we will learn. The practical deen and the theory are two complete different things. In anything, theory and practice are two different things. So when a person will do all this, when I just got my license the first time, when I came from the testing station, and we read in the books, I don't know if it's the same rule, that when you want to take a turn, you pass the center and you turn. So I tried and do that. I caused a whole traffic jam. So the practical driving is something else, what you will read in the books. That is something else. And yeah, what you have to do is something else. So the practical deen, how to apply, that is very important. You will learn deen in the books, but your practice will be something else. See, not completely different, but how to apply, that is very, very important. ہاں یہ اور بات ہے کہ ایک آسانی کے ساتھ ہم مزید آسانیاں پیدا نہ کر لیں. This is again the other side of it, that deen has given now permission. Now we say, okay, finish. Everything now easy. You don't have to make the tahajjud, you don't have to make zikr. All deen has given permission. For example, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, you're reading Quran Sharif, you're feeling sleepy. Close your Quran Sharif, put it away, sleep away. Now every time you do that, that every time I feel sleepy, so put the Quran away, sleep away. I start reading Tasbih, I read La Ilaha, and I fall asleep. Oh, very bad, I'm saying no Allah. So now finish forever, you close your, no more Tasbih. Don't go to the other extreme also. The middle path, and wallah, from my experience, there is no other way but sohbat of Buzurgani Deen, our asatizah, our akabir, see them and make dua that Allah put that aqidat in our heart, that they are our guides and we're going to follow them. We're not going to judge them, but we're going to follow them. That person, his life becomes easy. And then you will see a deen or yusran. Deen is so easy. And it's a pleasure to practice upon deen. But when you make it difficult and hard upon yourself, you find it very hard. For example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you're on safar, Allah Ta'ala gives you sawab of tahajjud without making tahajjud. So Hadrat used to say this beautiful sentence, Muft ko mile khane ko, to kai ko jai kamane ko. When Allah is giving you free the sawabs, why are you going to still work? When you went somewhere, they gave you da'wat, and the best da'wat they gave you, now you want to go and work, earn money, go and cook the food, buy the things and cook it. You're getting ready food, ready, eat it. So Allah gives you free of charge. So understand that on safar how to do, at home how to do, and also that what call it, when you are ill, then what to do. All that, see the different situations and apply accordingly. And the best way is to see our Akabir and our Aslaf. How they saw it from their people. And this way, the practical deen. This is very, very important. A doctor, what he learns in his theory, and when he does his housemanship, that is completely different. A person will even have objection on a doctor, that you are doing this like this and this, but I read in a medical book this. I read this in the on the internet. You'll have objection there. With everyone, you'll have objection. So the practical application of everything, that we have to see. And a person who does that makes his life comfortable and easily he goes to Jannah without any difficulty. And the other person who goes by the book, everything, jais, najais, halal, haram, all that person has problems endlessly. And he gets confused also. Many people like this are living all the time in a state of confusion also. They don't know. And this other person, what in shirah, sharh sadar, Allah grants him that and he carries on very beautifully. May Allah, this very important lesson, may Allah bring the reality of it into us, inshallah. In this kitab, Ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj. Yeah, Hadrat is explaining about, in this part of the book, about when difficulties come on a person, how to handle such conditions. Hadrat has quoted some poems here. Hadrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Saab Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai. Khaja Saab's poem, Malik hai jo chahe kare tasarruf. Allah is our boss, He is the owner. And He can do as He pleases, as He wants to. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah gave a beautiful example to console a person when somebody has passed away in the family, somebody dear, close. One example he gave, that a person has got two shelves. He's got glasses on top, and it's up to him. He's the owner. When he wants to, he takes a glass from the top and he puts it at the bottom. Or from a glass from the bottom and he puts it on top. So he said that when Allah wants to, one glass, one person Allah took from the bottom from this world, Allah put him upstairs. And consolement for the other glasses, don't worry, you're also going up. And you'll meet up with those glasses again. You were staying here so long together, you are used to one another, now one is gone, now you're feeling sad, sorry, but don't worry, you'll also be going up. So, Allah is the Malik, how He wants to keep you, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, it is up to Him. Your children, they all, you prepared kawabs for supper, very nice, tasty, but your one child got diarrhea. So you tell the child doesn't understand, you say no kawab for you. So the child feels offended. But you know it's good for the child. And the child listens to the parents. Okay, mommy, you say I mustn't have kawab, so I won't have. And then 1-2 days pass, 12 hours, 16 hours pass. Now the diarrhea is gone. Now the mommy will make special kawab for him. That time you didn't eat and you were listening. You how all are eating, enjoying, having their kawab, etc. But you listen to me, you didn't eat, now I'll make special for you. So just like that, Allah some conditions He brings, and Allah Ta'ala, whatever Allah does is good for us. That is the condition of a mu'min, his belief, that every condition, in asabathu sarra shakara lah. When good comes, then he makes shukr to Allah. Wa in asabathu darra, and if harmful things come, sabara. Wa huwa khairul lah. Or both are good for him. And وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And that is only for a mu'min, for nobody else. So that is when this, when a person submits to Allah Ta'ala. Kya wajah kisi bhi fikr ki hai? Why must we worry? What the boss has decreed, we accept that. When we know Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah is in control of everything. And how He keeps us, we are happy with that. Why must we worry? It is up to Him. But we worry. We can't sleep. And you just said, accept what Allah has decreed for me. And that is a stage higher than ikhlas also. Otherwise, ikhlas is normally regarded the highest stage. But the rada bil qada, taslim or rada, is a stage higher than ikhlas also. Baitha hu main mutma'in ke ya Rab. I'm sitting quite comfortably. Whatever my condition is, O Allah, ke hakim bhi hai, tu hakim bhi hai. You are the full controller of everything and you do everything with wisdom. Nothing can happen. Yeah, if somebody, the father, the boss, perhaps he overlooked something and he made a decision. Allah can't ever overlook something. Nothing can, Allah can't miss something and then make a decision. And a person who got that iman, that everything is from Allah, Allah is absolute, perfect in His knowledge, in His control, everything. So whatever condition has come to me, that you know your whole life, you never do this, but today you did it, something went wrong. How does it, Allah was managed? And taqdeer also, I personally asked Hazrat one time, that we read our wazifas also, and still something happens. Then Hazrat explained, one is taqdeer e muallaq, which the students learn in the sabaks always, that if you do this, you are good to your parents, you will get a long life. So if you are good, you will get that. So that taqdeer is conditioned. You will read this dua, you will get saved from this problem. So you read the dua, you got saved. And one is taqdeer e mubram. That is, Allah has declared this is going to happen. Whether you read your du'as, you don't read them, whatever. This is what is going to happen. It's going to happen. You can do what you want to. Allah has decreed that. That will happen. So we accept everything. So a banda, his work is to act. When we have got iman on Allah, and we know Allah is the controller, He does everything, accept it wholeheartedly. Tarif-e musibat. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi tafsir ar-ruh al-maani par tahreer farmate. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi writes, what is musibat? Musibat aam hai. It is a general condition. Jo takleef bhi insaan ko pahunche, uske nafs ko, ya maal ko, ya ahl o iyal ko, ya qaleel ho, wo nagawar baat ya kathir ho. It is general. It includes in it whatever difficulty reaches a person gets upset, unhappy that this has happened to him, whether it's in his person, you get a headache, you get sores, you got migraine, you got high blood, whatever in your person. Ya malko, or in your wealth got stolen, it got destroyed, your car got stolen, accident happened, whatever. Ya ahlo iyalko, or whether it is in your family something happened, qaleel ho wo nagawar baat ya kathir, whether it was just a little bit something happened or a big thing happened. Yahan tak ke kaanta chub jana, even a thorn pricks you, a small little thing in other words. Machhar ka kaatna, a mosquito bites you. Joote ka tasma toot jana, the strap, the laces of your shoes broke. All the small, small things. Chirakh buj jana, the light going off. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne in tamam mawaqi par inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un parha. All when the small, small things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it as a musibat. And he read what we are told to read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That, oh Allah, it is from you. You are the owner. And what you have decreed, we are happy with that. We accept it and we are going to return to you. Or Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, ke mu'min ko jo bhi aziyat aur takleef de, wo musibat hai. That a mu'min, whatever harm is caused to him, whatever difficulty come, it is a musibat. Aur uske liye ajar hai, and he gets reward for that. For every musibat, Allah Ta'ala, so much so, that for example, you had your miswak in your right pocket, and you put it by mistake in your left pocket. Now you look for that. Now you, where's my miswak? What happened? Where's my miswak? For that also Allah has given sawab. Every small thing, whatever little, there is also taklif, and on that Allah has promised reward. Idha sabathum me, idha se ishara hai, innal ajra liman sabara, waqta asabatha. That idha asabathum, when that musibat reaches you. In there is a sign, at that time when the musibat, not after 1 hour, not after 1 day, after 1 year, everyone got sabar. But at that time to have that sabar. The sabar is required, as-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Just when that taklif, that time we go out of our head. We scream, we swear, we do funny things. How many people will swear their tools at that time? They will swear other things, and what swear words they will use. Afterwards they make sabar. That is no sabar. It is at that time that you must make sabar. Yani ajar us shakhs ke liye hai, ke jab taklif pahunche, us waqt sabar kare. This reward is at that time. Not afterwards, then you accept it, well, it happened. It happens to everyone. It happened. جیسا کہ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا ارشاد ہے انما الصبر عند اول مصیبت جزی نیز کے صبر اول مصیبت کے وقت ہے کیونکہ دن گزرنے سے تو صبر سب ہی کو آ جاتا ہے when the تکلیف comes at that time the صبر that we have to train ourselves and you can't go and do that train yourself after the تکلیف if we prepare ourselves and we continuously on it May Allah save us all, always ask afiyat, but now some takleef comes and you make sabr, great, great rewards for you. But not afterwards, after a few days, few months, everyone, even a non-believer gets sabr afterwards. You forget about it, it goes away. اسی لئے علامہ علوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے دوسری جگہ رضا بقضا کی تعریف کی ہے. رضا وہو سرور القلب بمرور القضا. اللہ اکبر. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali has given another beautiful definition of the sabr. That is, rather to be satisfied, to accept what Allah has said. وَهُوَ سُرُورًا And this is a happiness in the heart. This happened to me, may Allah send it. Even if it's a hard condition, may Allah send it. لِقَلْبٍ بِمُرُورِ الْقَضَى When that difficulty passed on you, came on you, at that time you accept, may Allah has decreed this for me. I'm happy with this. When our Ustad Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his son, young son, Mu'adh, marhum, young boy, passed away in a motor car accident. Then there was all post-mortem and 1-2 days had passed before the body came and the burial took place. People came to make taziyat. Everyone was surprised. Hafizah should tell them to make sabr. He had complete itminan. No difficulty. And your young boy who's becoming hafiz, how much you will feel it. But when you have the state of iman, you pass these things very easily. That Allah had decreed it. You accept it wholeheartedly. What may Allah has sent for me, you accept. Luqman Hakim, he was very friendly with one king. And the king should respect him very much and the best things the king should get should give to him. One day, something which is even more bitter than, what is this, like orange we eat? Grapefruit. Much more bitter than that also. So the king sliced it, a special gift came, gave Luqman and he's eating it without a frown also. Then the king he just put it in his mouth and he couldn't take it. He said, Luqman, you enjoying it like this? He says, king, that my whole life I get the best on your dastarkhan. Today, if one thing went opposite, how can I be so ungrateful? This also is from your hand. I'm seeing who gave it to me. I'm not seeing what the taste of it is. So when Allah hold, what namats Allah. But one thing goes little wrong in our life, and we complaining, and we upset, and we can't, our mental balance is gone off. We don't know why this happened to me. We can't accept it. And whole life we don't make one shukr, for billions, unimaginable favors of Allah, which are all the time on us from the top, from the bottom, right, left, front, back. How many namats? But one thing goes left, we complain. Okay, so that is not what you call a banda. A banda is who accepts it. It's from you, and everything is from Allah. Okay, whether it's from your neighbor, whether it's from your boss, whether it's from your worker, in fact, it is all from Allah. Allah only uses these things. So a person who accepts it like that. Dil ka surur hona qada ke dard ke waqt, lekin us rada ka naam rada-i-tab'i hai. Jo ghalba-i-uns aur ghalba-i-shauq mein naseeb hota hai, jiska banda mukallaf nahi. At that time what happens, and human, that also Shariat kept it in place. Your human reaction, which is to what every human, and you felt unhappy at that time, but the minute you thought of it, no, it's from Allah, then you accept it. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, when he saw the snake, then he started running, and he ran such a way that he never looked back also, the Quran says. He was just running, so that's by nature. So that type of fear, that type of feeling, that you became upset or you became unhappy, at that time, that is not harmful. But the minute you thought it is from Allah, now you accept it wholeheartedly. And you overcome it very easily. And as you develop your iman, Allah brings you to that stage, that even at that time, you accept it happily. That is not very easily possible, and that we are not responsible for that also. So that is human nature that these things happen. You feel unhappy or something, but that minute you think, no, it's all from Allah, and you accept it wholeheartedly. Jis rada ka darja farz hai, wo rada akli hai. To submit to Allah Ta'ala, to His commands, the level which is farz for us is what is mentally, you think, you realize now. Just by tabi'i, your tabi'at, something happened, so something went wrong. And at that time, you also got cross, you got upset. That is by nature. It happens to a person. But when the minute you think of it, and very soon you think, no, it's from Allah. I accept it. Whatever Allah has decreed. That is what is required. That is what is farz on a person. Not the tabi'i. That is human. Allah has even allowed for that. What a kind Allah Ta'ala. But a person as he works, Allah brings him to that level that even by nature it doesn't affect him. Finish? This one. Ji, we read in this kitab the treatment of anger. And that Sahabi who was becoming angry, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah has got more power over you than what you have got over him. And he set him free immediately for Allah's pleasure. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised him on that. So this is also the same example. He was angry. But the minute it was brought to his attention, and now he realized, his anger went away. So that is how a mu'min. It comes also. It's perhaps a hadith, I don't know, a buzurg say, a person who never becomes angry is a donkey. And a person who becomes angry and his anger doesn't go is a shaitan. So anger is natural, something happens against you, you have to get it. When you become angry, but then very soon your anger goes away. You just think little bit, at that moment, by nature, you became angry that what somebody said, what happened or something, what they did, you became angry. But then immediately you realize, and you make him maaf or whatever, and you carry on again. But a person who doesn't become angry at all, like a stone, like a donkey, you have to have your tabiat, your nature. Is hadith mein ghussa ka jo ilaj hai, wo jis tarah maanavi aitibar se nihayat mu'thir aur aksir hai, isi tarah uske alfaz mein bhi ajeeb balagat hai, jisko ahle ilm hi samajh sakte hai. In this hadith, the treatment for anger which has been given, which is very, very effective, they just think Allah got more power over me, I want to show my anger on this person, how much Allah has got, what can't Allah do to me. In the same way, the words from a literature point of view, also ajeeb or ghareeb. And this is really for those who know Arabic literature. Language is something else, literature and ilme balagat. What do you call it? Figures of speech, all that details. It's a complete detailed subject of its own. Those who have that will enjoy this. کہ اس مختصر عبارت میں جو چند ضمائر پر مشتمل ہے, that this is very few words and there are a lot of pronouns in it, and how Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم chose the pronouns and spoke, کیا حسن تعبیر اور سنت اعجاز ہے. What beautiful way Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم presented it. ارشاد فرمایا اعلم, understand, know that ابا مسعود, addressing that صحابی ابو مسعود, واللہ اقدر علیک منک علیہ. Wallahu aqdaru. Allah has got more qudrat, more power. Alayka, on you. The pronoun ka, on you. Minka, what you have. Alayhi, then what you have on that slave. So in the how beautiful, the literature is something to be appreciated. The meaning is something to be appreciated. Then we'll know who our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Is ikhtisar ki lazzat jo az alfaz qaleela aur maani kathira ka misdaq hai. This is that which is called concise, few words and lot of meaning. Kis qadar wajd afre hai, it gives what joy to a person. In a joint literature, any language's literature, and the Quran's literature, and the hadith literature, Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada. This should come naturally on us, that my Nabi is so great, and you just start sending durood. Ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. May Allah bless us with these realities, and bring it into us, inshallah. Yes, short, just.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling this week on Yomul Khamis, Thursday night, to Mayfair, and on Friday to Ridgeway. And inshallah, next week will be the Safar to Maputo. And thereafter, the next week, Friday, inshallah, will be the Islai Jalsa also in Maputo. Humble request for the brothers who want to go. You should please inform us also, so that the brothers in Maputo asked, they want to know how many brothers are coming, so they can make arrangements.
Tomorrow
they should inform us exactly how many brothers are going to Maputo. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك أحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.